Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 3rd, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net with the objective of encouraging people. But today's message is titled, The Power of Jesus' Name. The background music today is played by Brooksine, a great song I'll refer to in a moment called All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Scripture text today is the words of our Lord Jesus in John 17, verse 11.
Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me.
One of the great hymns of the church is, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. I often refer to music in this series, and I'm aware that not all songs will necessarily be familiar to all readers. But I believe most of you, regardless of your age, denominational background, or wherever in this world you live, have probably heard and sung this song. Brooksine recently read a remarkable story concerning this song she'd like to share with you today.
It was written in 1779 by Edward Perrone and has been an influential hymn ever since. It also has a place in missionary history, being greatly used in evangelistic endeavors. Missionary E.P. Scott wrote about a remarkable experience he had while trying to share the gospel with a savage tribe in India. Ignoring the pleadings of his friends, he set off into the dangerous territory. After arriving, he met a large party of warriors who surrounded him, their spears pointed at his heart. Expecting to die at any moment, Scott took out his violin, breathed a prayer, closed his eyes, and began singing, All hail the power of Jesus' name. When he reached the words, Let every kindred, every tribe, he opened his eyes. There stood the warriors, some in tears, with every spear lowered. Scott spent the next 2 years evangelizing the tribe. In God's providential care, he was protected.
The daily text is taken from our Lord's high priestly prayer before he went to the cross. It's essentially divided into three parts. First of all, in the first part, Jesus prays for himself. Then Jesus prays for his disciples. And finally, and I'm so blessed by this part, Jesus prays for all believers, including future believers. Jesus knew the tremendous price his initial disciples would pay in following him. It's common to believe that all but one of them, John, died the death of a martyr. He invokes the name above all names as he prays for them. Again, I quote the daily verse, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me. There is power in the name of Jesus. And all over this terrestrial ball, the powerful name of Jesus is being proclaimed on this day. Some of my brethren will pay dearly for taking a stand. Some even joining the ranks of the scores of martyrs. They are no less protected than I am, since the ultimate protection of God's care is when he eventually ushers us into our eternal home. Today, wherever we are, let us faithfully continue to proclaim the all-powerful name of Jesus.
Let's pray. Jesus, Scripture tells us that at the last judgment, every created being from every tribe and nation will bow upon hearing your name. Every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. We as the redeemed look forward to that glorious day when all of creation will acknowledge you as Lord. But our hearts cry out for family members and other loved ones who will be forced to acknowledge you as Lord, rather than joyfully declaring your Lordship on that judgment day. Help us, Lord, to live pure and blameless lives and renew our passion for reaching those in our generation with the word of life. Amen. An additional note today about Edward Perrone. He died on January 22, 1792, where he was pastoring a small independent church. The last words he spoke were these, Glory to God in the height of his divinity. Glory to God in the depth of his humanity. glory to God in His all-sufficiency. Into His hands I commend my spirit. To his final breath, Mr. Perrone had clear biblical doctrine and a sound mind. Wow, what a way to go.
Amen. Thank you for sharing your prayer, Brooksine, and that additional thought. Brooksine is quite the hymn scholar and enjoys a wide selection of books. The book today that she used to find the story in is a book called Then Sings My Soul by Robert J. Morgan. And actually, if you're interested, there's a link to a site where you can purchase the book today. Actually, a two-volume set on this particular link. It's an outstanding story, but she has read it several different places, but there are additional details I'd sure like to know. For instance, I wonder if the tribesmen knew the language, or if the music of the song touched them, or if God somehow revealed the meaning of the words to them supernaturally. I guess we'll have to wait to heaven to find out that. Well, again, Brooksine is playing today's podcast in the background. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Two additional links on the site today. Our local church, one of my favorite online churches to use in Canada, the Wellington Church in British Columbia, Canada. Both an audio and a video link to that particular song. In my particular case, I wish I could have found a more traditional version. It's a rather contemporary, upbeat type church. I still enjoy the song, don't get me wrong, but boy, I enjoy hearing it in a very stately way too, with a pipe organ and so forth. But lots of different tastes out there. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and encouraged.